Om Shanti and very good morning. We are very lucky that today we are having with us our respected Rajyogini Nirmala Didi. Give her a big hand. And also a very good opportunity that she is here for the spiritual chit-chat. Your questions and Didi Nirmala's answers. Because if we are not having the answers to our questions, that questions keep on emerging in our mind's screen. So always the mind's screen is occupied with those questions. So it is a good chance to free our mind screen with those questions, get convinced and move ahead. So let us listen from Didi Nirmala.
Those who can sit on the floor, come here and here. Because it doesn't look like chit-chat. People are so far away, and some people I can't even see, or they can't see me. And some brothers can sit here. At least I can see them. Originally, I just wanted to see those who are staying in Pandavan. And Annie was going to take workshop at 4 o'clock or something. But then Annie said, no, I don't want to take workshop because there are very few. So I said, okay, then let Gyan Sarovar Vasi double foreigners also join. Because I met different groups in Gyan Sarovar. Australia, Malaysia, America, etc. So I thought I'll see Pandavan Vasis. So rather than bringing you there, I said, okay, let me come here. Do not give you trouble to come all the way. I said, I'm the only one to come here. And you are so many. So I said, okay, I'll come here. Acha. So I got some questions. Can you share any experience of yours with Sakar Baba? It's a long, so I'll leave it at that. I have a strong negative nature. Emerging again and again, against my wish, and without intending to do. How do I resolve this? Strong negative nature. So, in order to resolve this, first you have to tell, I have died alive. Remind yourself, you have died alive. So old nature is not your real nature now. My nature is now Brahman nature. So that you have to first die alive. And then strong determination not to express in words. Because it may take time to resolve through thoughts. But words, you should not come into words or actions. So that you are not creating vikarma. And then with knowledge and yoga power, you have to change old sanskars. Because we have knowledge that this old sanskar is hurting me as well as others. And I am creating my vikarma, straining my relationship with that person, and so I can't carry on with this nature. So have that determined aim. So as much as you get opposite power, suppose you are short-tempered, so then remind yourself, I am a peaceful soul. Have positive affirmation of the quality opposite your weakness. So rather than allowing to say, oh, I am short-tempered, that's my old nature, no. I am peaceful soul. Because most people, one is short-tempered, second is worried. So then remind yourself about drama. Be knowledgeful and experience of drama. Whatever is going to happen, it will be according to drama and it will be beneficial. Why to worry? Give your problem to Baba. Be a child. It's not my problem. Baba, it's your problem. So be a child. Rather than saying I, Baba, Baba, Baba. Because when I take all the burden of responsibility, say, I have to do this, I must do it, then you worry whether it will happen or not. So use jnana. Increase your yoga power and overcome that weakness. Okay, clear? If nobody, whoever has asked question, if it is not clear, check again. What advice can you give to BKs who are struggling to experience Baba's love and Baba as ocean of love? Now, some people have natural sanskar of love in bhakti. So they have done bhakti in this life and they have natural love for God, so they just change it to Baba. But some people have bad experience in Laukik life from father. And when people say, Baba is our father, the soul says, I don't want such a father. My father had been horrible. Or my mother had been horrible. I don't want mother. So they block Baba's love because of Laukik experience. If somebody has been betrayed by partner or husband or friend, then they don't want Baba as a friend or partner or husband. And so, with jnana you have to explain to yourself, Baba is not like Laukik person. Baba is such ocean of love. So you have to remind Baba as ocean of love. And how much Baba is doing for us. He comes all the way from Paramdham in this Kaliyugi hell to transform us to deity. We are fed up of this world. He said, God, liberate us from this world. And he said, God, come here to liberate us. So, and we had been defaming him. We are in stone and pebble and alligator and fish and crocodile and all sorts of things. And still, he comes to help us. Even if we don't attend Murli daily, he still comes and gives Murli every day. So how much he loves us, how much he is giving us. He's opening all his treasures for us. He says, whatever you want, take it. My treasures are open. Come day, night, anytime. In bhakti, the temples used to close at certain time, open only at certain time. Still in bhakti, we were stumbling and going to just see the idol of stone. And now Baba has opened his door for everybody at any time to loot whatever we can. So, how much we should get it and love. If a child is given by neighbor toffee or chocolate or something every day, what child will do? Run every night, every time we would be waiting, oh, this time uncle is coming. Uncle, what you have brought for me? And Baba has brought heaven on his palm for us. So how much love we should have. So knowing what he is doing for us, naturally we can create love. We have to create. And experience what he is giving. Once we have experience, naturally we will love. What has been your main spiritual effort for 2019? Main effort has been to observe avyakta the stage as much as possible, being bodiless, and naturally remembering Baba. Because Baba says you should remember Baba constantly. So that's the main effort. Question. How do you overcome or face being a victim of jealousy? Jealousy is so strong that they don't want you or let you do seva or involve you in organizing, decision making, etc. On other side, there is me who really wants to be involved in Baba's seva. Has so much potential in bhavana. But I feel suppressed now because of other soul. The jealousy of other soul. Who is a senior instrument? main thing is, what you can do is create your own service. Don't expect senior to give you some chance. Create your own service. Organize some outreach program. If you have capacity to give lectures, go and give lectures in schools, colleges, community centers, seniors, club, etc. Organize yourself. Because if you want to wait for senior to give you chance, as she is saying, she doesn't give me a chance. She's jealous of me. And Baba will use your potential. Main thing, you should have faith in Baba. If not senior, Baba. That Baba will give me chance. And he will give you chance. He will use your speciality some way or other. So don't allow feeling of being suppressed or feeling you are neglected or rejected or whatever it is. That feeling is not good. Nobody will stop you from doing Mansa Seva. Will somebody stop you to do Mansa Seva? In last Avyakta Murli Baba says, those who are embodiment of awareness and experience, they do service every moment. Whoever they come in contact with, they will help them. If some soul is a bit depressed, go and cheer that soul. If somebody is going in the wrong direction, guide them in the right direction. Because the instrument senior teacher will only give you to do the course. They will not stop you from talking to other Brahmins who are little bit depressed or feeling hopeless or... So Baba says, whoever you come, and charity begins at home, recently Baba has been taking, do service of your Laukiks, Laukik friends. Bring them into Gyan, your parents, your siblings, do their service. If you are married, do the service of your in-laws and parents' family. So, there are so many chances of service. You have to choose, and Baba will use your speciality. Next question is, sometimes there is a big age gap between instrument servers working together. The older and more experienced instrument doesn't wish to communicate or find it necessary to communicate with the one in a younger body. However, the communication is so vital for Baba's service and task to run smoothly. The soul who is an old, experienced chariot has the sanskar of not communicating well. So what is your guidance on this? Usually, it's Baba's guidance or principle for centervasis to sit together and plan every day or have chit-chat every night. Sit down, what happened today, what's going to happen tomorrow. That's usually Baba's direction, especially instruments. Now, if you don't have time every night, at least either at the time of meal, chit-chat. If they don't ask, give you news, you start asking the news. Communication is both ways, isn't it? If they are not sharing, you ask them. Or you can tell your zone in charge or whoever is in charge, NC or zone in charge or whoever, to make it a plan to have a meeting together. Because that is one of the teacher's maryada, to sit together and plan. What can I, the soul who is in a younger body, do? Don't lose your enthusiasm. What you should not do, don't lose your enthusiasm. Keep on doing service. I have already tried talking to this instrument about the communication gap, but still it is there. So as I said is, don't say that there is communication gap, but you start talking. What's happening? Can we do this? Should we do this? Let's do this. You plan properly and share it with other young ones, isn't it? Older ones, that's the usual maya with older ones. They're tired now. They've done everything. Just as in a Laukik life, no? What happens once daughter-in-law comes, at least Indian family the system is, once daughter-in-law comes, mother-in-law retires. Every function, go, daughter-in-law, now it's your turn to fulfill this social responsibility. Same thing even in Brahman life, no? Those who are older ones, they have done so much. So they want to just relax, and whoever comes at the door, they will attend. But younger one have enthusiasm. Go, do outside service. Arrange your helpers. Keep on doing. Next questions. What karma is incurred by souls who took their lives out of sorrow, that is, committed suicide, and how do they finish that account? So Baba says, Jnani soul will never think about committing suicide. This life is so precious. How can you think about committing suicide? In bhakti we say, if somebody commits suicide, they will commit suicide every 7 lives. To that extent, Baba says, don't even think about giving up jnana. That is also committing suicide. Or thought of committing suicide. And those who think about committing suicide may commit really someday. And that's why in medicine we say, those who are threatening that I will commit suicide, be careful about them. They may commit suicide any time. So suicide, committing suicide is lack of jnana, lack of power to face the situation. And that sanskar will continue in different lives. Next life also you have to clear that karma and have courage to face whatever situations are there. Law of karma says that action must come back in return. How does that work for those souls? Because if they have not cleared the karma with the soul in this life, they will have to take another life and again suffer from that same soul. Is there anything we can do through Mansa Seva to help that soul clear that or suffer less? Naturally, we have to give them not only just Mansa Seva, but encourage them, explain them that this is karma you have to clear. Why not clear it now? Otherwise, you will have to clear either in Dharamrajpuri or next birth. So encourage them, empower them. And give example of more serious karma some people are suffering and still getting over. If you have some example, give the example. Because sometimes, some people have opposition from their lokics to follow this jnani path. And in early days, how much dadis have suffered. One dadi, she was Kumari, so she surrendered to Baba. And mother went crying to Baba and said, please return my daughter. So Baba suggested that girl to go back home to mother because she was crying. But as soon as this sister came back home, what mother did is put her in a cellar room downstairs. Lock her and will give her non-veg food. And she fasted for 15-20 days. She died, but she didn't eat that food. Well, she was so pakka, she says, I'd rather die than eat non-veg food. And then the mother came crying to Baba. Baba, forgive me. I lost my daughter. It didn't belong to you. It didn't now belong to me also. Forgive me. Baba says, now I can't forgive you. Baba was also very strict. He says, I can't forgive you. So people have suffered a lot in order to remain celibate or to remain vegetarian or to continue jnana. And if we are sensible and doing sensible karma, I think there wouldn't be so many obstacles. Didi, have you had any golden age experiences, visions or insights? If so, can you share? I would say practically no vision. Only once, during meditation, I just imagined myself going to subtle region, Brahmapuri, Vishnupuri, Shankarpuri. So I just visualized Brahmapuri, Vishnupuri, Shankarpuri, and then Brahmalok, but not vision. Mama also didn't have any vision. Brahma Baba had many. Can you describe how you do Mansa Seva? Mainly what happens, because I get news about somebody is having fracture or somebody has having cancer or somebody is going through hard time. So specially in Amritvela and evening yoga, when I am having meditation, I give sakash to that soul. So Mansa Seva, giving them sakash. And if they come with, you know, sometimes people commit mistake and they come and share what they have done, then I really don't look down to them. I just have good wishes for them, because with good wishes they can uplift themselves. Otherwise, if I have as a senior bad vision for them, then they feel frustrated and hopeless. What it is like for you to, as a senior, do you send sakas to specific regions or souls? Not specific region, but specific souls, yes. In world meditation hour, whole world. Sakas to the whole world, but not specific regions. Or do you send the sakas out to the whole world and all souls? Or do you do both? Usually whole world. Suffering souls, Baba says, listen to the cries of souls who are suffering. So I try to feel their suffering. Next is, please explain about Shankarpuri and what we can learn from there. Because this morning only somebody asked me about rule of Shankar. And I explained that Brahmapuri, Vaishnupuri, Shankarpuri, they are just for vision. so that by being in Vishnupuri, we know what is the golden age like. So by giving that vision, Baba gives us clear picture as what we will be. Because even the Murli that Baba gives, no, many times Baba gives points in Murli about golden age, and there is one Avyakta Murli also, whole Murli on golden age. So having that clear picture, we know what will be the society like, situation like, people like. So it gives us clear picture of our aim, objective, and Shankar is just the image of tapasya of Brahma Baba or Brahman. So that will be our final tapasvi stage. So Shankar Puri gives us that vibration, an atmosphere of peace. Vishnupuri gives us experience of golden age. I think because in scriptures they mention a lot about Brahma, Vishnu, Shankar, so they usually, Baba is showing what is Shankar representing. Shankar represents tapasya. Please explain when is golden age is going to come. Because some new students are asking us. So Baba says, whenever you are ready, golden age will come. Because if you are ready, you'll bring. So he says, clock doesn't ask anybody what is the time. You are like a clock. If you reach your perfect stage, golden age will come. So tell them, don't wait for that. Destruction may come any time. You have to be ever ready. Because today also, Karuna Bhai has sent a message on Madhuban Rosary. Somebody is predicting future, and he says, this is the worst time, November, December, January. Until 2nd February or something, that's the worst time. Everything going wrong. If you read newspaper of India, Hong Kong, nowadays there are conflicts even in Beirut, Chile, everywhere. And India is worst nowadays. This is worst time for Mr. Modi. Whatever project he's putting forward, opposition party. No, that's not good. That's not good. That's not good. So there is more opposition from opposition party than Pakistan. So even a few days ago, one of our brother, Sam Bhai, some of you know, from Australia, he's staying in Salgaon. He thinks 2023 there will be destruction. He was telling me, now destruction is coming soon. He knows numerology and all sorts of things. So be ready. Baba said confluence age is 100 years. And now 83 years are finished. Still 17 years more. How to explain them? Just tell them, be ready. You don't know, whilst walking along the road, you may have accident and you may die. Now, yesterday I was giving example of Bharti Man of Singapore. Just walking along and had stroke and died immediately. Immediately. She had no other problem. Or at least she was working 7 days a week. And died like that. So you have to be ready. Next question is, my husband is BK but not Pakka. Mainly he cannot follow the pure life. I want to follow full BK and pure life. What shall I do? In this situation, what mothers can do? I can give you example of some of our mothers. No? In India, when I just started centering 1965-66, one of the husband of Brikke came, and he was a Sanskrit scholar, studied all scriptures. Which scriptures has given this news that you have to follow purity in family life? Don't allow my wife to come here. I said, brother, this is a temple. In temple, priest won't tell the devotees not to come. If you don't want your wife to come, not to come here, you stop at home. Why you are telling me? And he had thrown her out few times from home. She's not allowing me to have sex, go away from my home. And few times he went to her mother's home, then came back again. And one night what he did is, at 10 o'clock when she was ready to go to sleep with her nightie, well, just in India they take out the saris, but they wear otherwise blouse and petticoat and go to sleep. He threw her out, 10 o'clock. Now where to go? Without sari, without money, where to go? So she went on the terrace, because Indian houses, on the top floor, maybe fourth floor or something, there is terrace. So whole night she stayed in terrace, because she can't bang the door and shout, because it's a disservice. No, neighbors will say she's going to Brahma Kumaris and following celibacy, so she's thrown out, because neighbors will know. So she went quietly, stayed whole night over there. Came back in the morning, because in the Bombay in those days, milkmen will come at the 6 o'clock or some time to deliver milk. She has to open the door. So as he opened the door, she sneaked in the house. And so she carried on like that for 8 years or so, in and out. And now he's in Gyan. And his daughter is looking after one center. There was one wife. They had five children, husband and wife had five children. One wife didn't want to observe celibacy, so she tried to commit suicide. Once she went on the train track to commit suicide. Once she tried to put kerosene and tried to burn herself. But this brother was very pakka, coming to class every day, and she came to Gyan. After a few years, she came to Gyan. And in the West, these are India, Indian women have suffered a lot because they don't have work, they don't have money, and parents will not accept them. So they had to stick with the husband and suffer all the torture, or mental, physical, whatever torture. Now in Australia, what happens? The women are working. So we had one mother in Sydney. She had boys of 5 and 7 year old or something. And the husband was fighting all the time because of celibacy. She left home. And her husband wanted children. So she didn't want to fight for children also. She was so detached. Left children with the father. Left home. So in West, that's what happens usually. You have to choose between husband and Baba. In India, no choice. But you can suffer and carry on. So if you are pakka, following Jnana Yoga, then you can gradually bring your husband. And he is already in Jnana. He says he is in Jnana but not pakka. So that is more promising. We have children and I face domestic violence. You can always complain, no? In West, you can always complain about domestic violence. And police will help you, protect you. Next is, my husband scolds me always, bad words, front of others also. Baba spoke about self-respect in latest avyaktam only. What shall I do? Listen but not listen. Listen, take out through other ear. Don't take to your heart. Let him speak bad words. Because that's what people do usually. Bad words in front of friends and relatives and parents of the lady, that your daughter is like that, she is doing like this, why she got married, etc. That's a part of drama and karma with that soul. So if that's why Baba used to say, be those, even mothers like Badi Didi, Manmohini Didi. She was married, but husband will not allow to be celibate. And Baba will not accept her in yagya until husband gives permission. So what Badi Didi did is started sewing class to show her parents. She could show her parents and in-laws that I'm not in yagya, I'm earning my own maintenance, and she used to be free. So just to start with, she started doing this sewing class and earning her own income. But sometimes in India, you know, in those days, old days, Baba says, many women prefer to go and work as a maid in somebody's house and wash dishes and all, rather than staying with husband if they are not allowed to remain pure. So main thing is we have to be strong to maintain purity at any cost, maintain purity. Secondly, even if you have to separate, I always tell a woman, because it's usually woman who is in jnana and husband is not in jnana. So I always tell, take your share from your husband's property. Don't go empty-handed. Because legally, when they separate, they are supposed to get half of the property. And especially women, at least Indian women, they bring jewelry. When they get married, they bring some jewelry and all. So be smart and don't be just driven away from the house empty-handed. Develop some skill to earn your own livelihood so that you are self-sufficient. Then you don't have to worry about looked after by parents or husband or children or something. Even nowadays, you have to be clever with your children. Children bully mother, take away property from mother, get it signed. Forcefully sign this paper. Give me my property. So you have to be strong and not give away. Whatever is yours, see that you have your right with you. You have something with you. Talent, job, money. Even when I said to my father, I don't want to get married, he said, that's all right. You are a doctor, you are earning, don't have to worry. Because if somebody is not working, then parents will worry that if my daughter is not working, who will look after? We are alive, it's all right. But the brother may not look after the sister. So even my father says, I don't have to worry. If you don't want to marry, it's all right. In 1960. Now it is 2020. 60 years ago. Now that Baba is not coming in Dadi Gulzar's body, Baba's part is changing. And dadis are growing older. During these changing times, do you have any specific efforts we should make? Especially those who are living in the center. as I said, time is short. And so you have to be ever ready. And this year our topic is becoming Bap Saman. So that's what effort everybody has to do. See what is difference between you and Baba. See the qualities of Baba and yours. And make effort to imbibe all qualities. Because the qualities that we need is all virtuous, completely viceless. 16 celestial degrees complete, non-violent, Maryada, Purushottam. These are the qualities of the deities that we want to become. So that's what you have to check, your weaknesses, your vices, your strength, percentage of your strength. Because if you may be loving, but not 100%. You may be sweet, but not 100%. So check all the qualities and percentage. Increase that to 100%. So that's the effort everybody has to do, more who are not staying in center. At least those who are staying in center have pure atmosphere and vibrations and not so much all the time with the low kicks. So those who are staying out, they have to make more effort. Any special focus on serving people who are more distressed with depression and anxiety, and especially youth. So nowadays in India also they are doing a lot of youth service. And it's easy to help youth, because old people, they've got their own fixed ideas. Middle age is okay, easy, but youth, everybody is focusing. So we have to help them by giving yarn, by being example. And we have courses on stress-free living, positive thinking, etc. And those who are mild depression, with mild depression we can help. But severe depression, they have to take help from psychologist or psychiatrist. We can't help them. So, Baba says, no, to cut the throat of Maya, you have to be busy. And youth, he has given special Murli recently. Youth should be using their energy, time, money, energy, everything in Baba's service. Because youth have
both energy,
physical and spiritual energy. Keep yourself busy, then there will be no depression. Keep them entertained. Those who have depression, we tell them, do some exercise, swimming, keep yourself busy and happy. Don't sit and start, because what people do is depressed people, they sit in one room all the time, start thinking negatively, means they become more depressed. And so they have to be coming out and keeping themselves busy. They like gardening, do gardening. If they like playing outside, do play, swim. Sometimes the yajna system is having sister in charge is like an Indian marriage. Mother-in-law, sister in charge is like mother-in-law. It not be physical violence, but can be abuse of power against junior. How to free the self from this bondage of wrong behavior? Because what we have to do is have sweet opposition, not fighting, but you have to be also strong and oppose with sweetness and respect. The seniors will expect respect also, so give respect, but be sweet, not violent, because nowadays in India the youth are so much violent, damaging furniture and buses, burning buses and cars and all, especially government cars. They announce, burn government cars. And they want freedom now, independence. So in this democratic country, they want independence or freedom. So we don't have to fight, oppose sweetly. Our is non-violent opposition. Like Mahatma Gandhi did, no? Quit India. Gave up using all foreign-made goods, all made in India. So something we have to sweetly say, this is not right. We won't tolerate this. But sweetly. Nowadays a lot of BKs interfere in the karma of other souls. How do they interfere? What will be the return of it? The involvement of other person's karma is getting worse. What is your advice? What do you mean? Can you clarify your question? How they interfere? Come here. I won't be able to hear you from there. Let us sit here. What you mean by interfering in the karma of others? Means advising what to do and what not to do. Huh?
They try to stop the karma
being good. But that is good. If they are stopping them fighting, it's good. We don't need to suffer and keep on fighting forever. If somebody is helping to have good relationship, is good. It is not interference. It's trying to help them. And that's good.
But Didi, the interference is making the thing worse. So what's the advice?
The situation getting worse.
What is the advice?
If the situation is getting worse, that means they should step away. If I'm advising somebody, and if that person's situation is getting worse, I should step away. And the persons who are getting advice, they should step away. They should use their own discerning power and resolve their situation. Or clear their karma by suffering or whatever it may be. So main thing is, we have to be very knowledgeful. Nowadays, yogi and maintain good wishes for everybody. Nowadays, Baba is emphasizing, have good wishes for everybody. You as an observer, fourth person, remain observer and have good wishes. Okay? We'll have few minutes meditation and finish it.
So everybody got the answer? Whoever has given the question got the answer? Good. So big thank you to Didi for convincing everyone. Now we will have a meditation and then over.
So let's have few minutes meditation.
कभी सोचा नहीं था भगवान मिलेगा स्वर्ग से भी सुंदर संसार मिलेगा कभी सोचा नहीं था भगवान मिलेगा स्वर्ग से भी सुंदर संसार मिलेगा कभी सोचा नहीं था संगम का आनंद हर गम चला गया मिला मीठा परिवार ये एहसास हो चला देख संगम का आनंद हर गम चला गया मिला मीठा परिवार ये एहसास हो चला उजड़े जहां चमन में फिर से फूल खिलेगा कभी सोचा नहीं था भगवान मिलेगा स्वर्ग से भी सुंदर संसार मिलेगा कभी सोचा नहीं था जिसको ढूंढे मेरे साथ वो है रहता हम उनको याद करते वो हमको याद करता हो संसार जिसको ढूंढे मेरे साथ वो है रहता हम उनको याद करते वो हमको याद करता तरसते नैन जिसको वो रोज दिखेगा कभी सोचा नहीं था भगवान मिलेगा स्वर्ग से भी सुंदर संसार मिलेगा कभी सोचा नहीं था जिस दिन से उसने मुझको अपना बना लिया है। बच्चे तू चिंता मत कर, मैं हूं ना कह दिया है। हो जिस दिन से उसने मुझको अपना बना लिया है, बच्चे तू चिंता मत कर, मैं हूं ना कह दिया है। हो ज्योति बिंदु शिव मुझे साकार मिलेगा, कभी सोचा नहीं था भगवान मिलेगा। स्वर्ग से भी सुंदर संसार मिलेगा, कभी सोचा नहीं था।